This class are always ready for the gatherings for pleasure or sport, and their influence attracts others. Young men and women who have tried to be Bible Christians are persuaded to join the party, and they are drawn into the ring. They do not prayerfully consult the divine standard to learn what Christ has said in regard to the fruit to be born on the Christian tree. They do not discern that these entertainments are really Satan's banquets, prepared to keep souls from accepting the call to the marriage supper of the Lamb and preventing them from receiving the white robe of character, which is the righteousness of Christ. They become confused as to what it is right for them, as Christians, to do. They do not want to be thought singular, and naturally inclined to follow the example of others. Thus they come under the influence of those who have never had the divine touch on heart or mind. 519-518.1 Avoid the first step toward indulgence. You may see no real danger in taking the first step in frivolity and pleasure seeking and think that, when you desire to change your course, you will be able to do right as easily as before you yielded yourselves to do wrong. But this is a mistake. By the choice of evil companions, many have been led step by step from the path of virtue into depths of disobedience and dissipation to which at one time they would have thought it impossible for them to sink. 519.1 A clear declaration of Christian principles. If you truly belong to Christ, you will have opportunities for witnessing for Him. You will be invited to attend places of amusement, and then it will be that you will have an opportunity to testify to your Lord. If you are true to Christ, then you will not try to form excuses for your non-attendance, but will plainly and modestly declare that you are a child of God, and your principles would not allow you to be in a place, even for one occasion, where you could not invite the presence of your Lord. 519.2 It is God's purpose to manifest through His people the principles of His kingdom. That in life and character they may reveal these principles, He desires to separate them from the customs, habits, and practices of the world. 519.3 Wonderful scenes are opening before us, and at this time a living testimony is to be born in the lives of God's professed people so that the world may see, that in this age, when evil reigns on every side, there is yet a people who are laying aside their will and are seeking to do God's will, a people in whose hearts and lives God's law is written. 519.4 God expects those who bear the name of Christ to represent Him. Their thoughts are to be pure, their words 520 noble and uplifting. The religion of Christ is to be interwoven with all that they do and say. God desires His people to show by their lives the advantage of Christianity over worldliness, to show that they are working on a high, holy plane. 519.5 Chapter 83, The Lure of Pleasure. The natural heart seeks pleasure. The natural mind leans toward pleasure and self-gratification. It is Satan's policy to manufacture an abundance of this. He seeks to fill the minds of men with a desire for worldly amusement, that they may have no time to ask themselves the question, how is it with my soul? The love of pleasure is infectious. Given up to this, the mind hurries from one point to another, ever seeking for some amusement. 521.1 Worldly pleasures are infatuating, and for their momentary enjoyments many sacrifice the friendship of heaven, with the peace, love, and joy that it affords. But these chosen objects of delight soon become disgusting, unsatisfying. 521.2 Millions flock to places of amusement. In this age of the world there is an unprecedented rage for pleasure. Dissipation and reckless extravagance everywhere prevail. The multitudes are eager for amusement. The mind becomes trifling and frivolous, because it is not accustomed to meditation or disciplined to study. Ignorant sentimentalism is current. God requires that every soul shall be cultivated, refined, elevated, and ennobled. But too often every valuable attainment is neglected for fashionable display and superficial pleasure. 521.3 The exciting amusements of our time keep the minds of men and women, but more especially the youth, in a fever of excitement, which is telling upon their stock of vitality in a far greater degree than all their studies and physical labors, and have a tendency to dwarf the intellect and corrupt the morals. 521.4 The youth are swept away by the popular current. Those who learn to love amusement for its own sake open the door to a flood of temptations. They give themselves up to social gaiety and thoughtless mirth. They are led on from one form of dissipation to another, until they lose both the desire and the capacity for a life of usefulness. Their religious aspirations are chilled, their spiritual life is darkened. All the nobler faculties of the soul, all that link man with the spiritual world, are debased. A 522.1 among pleasure lovers are many church members. Many are eagerly participating in worldly, demoralizing amusements which God's word forbids. Thus they sever their connection with God and rank themselves with the pleasure lovers of the world. The sins that destroyed the antediluvians and the cities of the plain exist today, not merely in heathen lands, not only among popular professors of Christianity, but with some who profess to be looking for the coming of the Son of Man. If God should present these sins before you, as they appear in His sight, you would be filled with shame and terror. A 522.2 The desire for excitement and pleasing entertainment is a temptation and a snare to God's people and especially to the young. Satan is constantly preparing inducements to attract minds from the solemn work of preparation for scenes just in the future.